What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. A very, very busy news day. And we're going to do as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And just so that you all know, we are under a major, major thunderstorm right now. We've already had the power dip on us twice. So we're going to hope for the best and get through the show today, but if we suddenly go silent and a best of tape comes on, you'll understand why we're doing what we're doing out here. And you may even hear the thunder over the microphone. It's that loud here. All right, getting into the news, Nancy Pelosi, of course, has left Taiwan. She arrived in South Korea. The South Korean president refused to meet with her. He was in the middle of a vacation. Which says that this visit to South Korea wasn't really planned well in the advance. And Beijing, meanwhile, has started exercising its military muscle. They've closed off areas for drills basically on all sides of the island. And, you know, it's a major, major military exercise. Experts are saying it may become routine that China may just sort of have their Navy ships surrounding the island of Taiwan, effectively blockading the island. Meanwhile, China's top diplomat Wang Yi slammed Pelosi's visit to Taiwan as an absolute farce. Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, has come on back, pointing to when previous secretaries of state visited Taiwan and said the only reason they're making a stink now is because of her gender. She's playing the gender card. They don't like me because I'm a woman. Well, I think there are other reasons for China to be very, very upset over Pelosi going to Taiwan here. And in another show of force, China actually test-fired missiles directly over Taiwan, flew right over the island and landed in the ocean off the east side of Taiwan in Japan's economic exclusion zone. So Japan is a little bit unhappy about that. But China is making the point that Taiwan is not safe from missile attacks from the mainland, which is, considering how close it is, the point did not need to be made. And it's really kind of interesting to hear Americans say that, well, look how far Taiwan is away from China. It really should be its own country. And then you look at a map of the Pacific Ocean and see how far Hawaii is away from the continental United States, and you realize what a ridiculous statement that is as well. Getting into our domestic politics now, more and more Democrats are basically turning cold on the idea of Joe Biden running again in 2024. They want somebody else to run there, and they're even talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she's pretty, she has sex appeal, and not much else. But these days, if all you're looking for is a obedient puppet in the Oval Office, yeah, Alexandria would do as good as any other. And so Democrats are being asked, you know, do you want him to run in 2024? And they're saying, you know, we're not going to deal with that until after the midterms. Representative Carolyn Mahoney dodged the question, saying that she doesn't believe Biden's actually considering running for, you know, in 2024, even though Biden has announced that, yes, he is going to run in 2024 and 2028 and so forth and so on here. Now, getting into some of the state races, and the dust is still settling on some of those. Liz Cheney is really in trouble. The polls are against her. People are very angry over this January 6th witch hunt, which, you know, they're tuning out here. And Liz Cheney managed to score a high-profile Hollywood endorsement from Kevin Costner, who also endorsed Peter Buttigieg and Joe Biden. And, you know, Kevin Costner was on the set for his show Yellowstone with a T-shirt saying, "I'm with Liz Cheney." And everybody started making fun of it because Kevin Costner is not a real cowboy. He is an actor on a TV show. And, you know, Yellowstone is a good show. But Kevin Costner probably wouldn't survive being a real rancher. And so that one really didn't work all that well for Liz Cheney. I don't think she's, you know, ignoring the possibility of massive election fraud, I think Liz Cheney's career in government is coming to an end. All right, getting on to the abortion issue, and the Democrats are still fanning it as hard as they can. They want this to be an issue in the midterm elections, even though polls are showing that public interest in the issue is not that great. Polls are showing only 1% of Americans think Russia is a problem, but everybody is thinking about the economy as we head into the midterms, and there's really not much the Democrats can do about that. So over at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre came on out with the claim that the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade was unconstitutional. Well, Karine, I've read that Constitution several times, and no, there's nothing in there about the Supreme Court overturning a decision being somehow against the Constitution. And of course, one of the favorite talking points of the pro-abortion movement is it's a constitutional right. No, it is not. Roe versus Wade was passed on a very tenuous series of assumptions about the Constitution, but it's not in there. Go ahead, read that Constitution. I dare you to read that from cover to cover, including those first 10 amendments. And, you know, the right to abort your baby is not explicitly set forth in that Constitution. Okay? It is not an enumerated right of the people. And if it's not an enumerated right, then it does not exist. So the White House is still out there saying, oh, it's the Constitution. The Supreme Court is unconstitutional. There's been more talk from the Democrats about packing the court and adding another few liberal justices. That's not getting a lot of traction right now. Over at Vox, senior editor Ian Millhiser openly fantasized about the death of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito by penning a pre-written obituary for him, which could in some circles be construed as a threat on his life. And Millhiser tweeted this on out, then he deleted the tweet, and basically came on out chastising Alito and, you know, condemning the Supreme Court for removing the constitutional guarantee of abortion, which is not what the Supreme Court did. All the Supreme Court did was return it to the states to decide. So the voters of those states can decide how they feel about abortion. And that's how democracy is supposed to work. You know, we here in our state vote for politicians who reflect our views on these issues. Those views then get put into state law. Okay, so anyway, Joe Biden has signed an executive order to allow Medicare to pay for travel for women who are living in states with strict abortion laws to travel to states with liberal abortion laws, and Medicare will pay for it. That, in turn, has kicked off a firestorm, because if Medicare is paying for it, then taxes paid for by people opposed to abortion are going to be used to support abortion. And this is going to anger a lot of people, especially Catholics, who don't want their tax money spent, you know, providing abortions or assisting in abortions, which are against their religious beliefs. And I agree, too. Now, I'm opposed to abortion being used as retroactive birth control by people who don't take responsibility for their sexuality. And I don't want our tax money spent on that. I understand there are cases where abortion is medically necessary, cases of rape and incest, you know, saving the mother's life. Those I understand, but better than 90% of the abortions are just a matter of convenience. you know, women who went on out to the bar saying, I don't need birth control. I'm not that kind of a woman. They get a couple of drinks in them and discover they are that kind of woman. And they get pregnant and say, no problem. We'll just throw it down the garbage disposal. I have a real problem with that. Okay. Now, I don't know when life begins, whether it's at conception, whether it's at 35 days when the heart is beating or the rest of it. But, you know, I don't have the right to make that choice. Okay, and I have a real problem with all those pro-abortion people out there saying it's just a blob of cells. It's not really a human being until it's born. And, you know, it, very casual attitude. And again, the last time somebody was out there deciding what is and is not a human being, they wore a Charlie Chaplin mustache and a swastika. And I don't think we want to go down that particular historical precedent. Okay, over in Kansas, pardon me, there was this pro-life teenager, Grace Hartsock. She's 18 years old, and she was going door-to-door trying to gather support for a vote this last Tuesday to remove abortion from the Kansas state constitution. And apparently one of the residents attacked her, physically attacked her, hurled expletives, and beat this teenager and screamed at her, I hope you get raped. So, you know, the really nice, polite way to have a discussion on the issue. And we seem to get a lot of that from the Democrats and the liberals. If we don't get what we want, we're going to hit you. We're going to hurt you. We're going to break your store windows. We're going to burn your cities down. And you can't do anything about it. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, getting on back to Hunter Biden, we have been hearing these teases about pending charges for tax evasion. I think they ought to charge him with child porn for some of the videos and pictures that are on that laptop, which nobody will publish, ostensibly because it would violate the prohibition on publishing child porn. But I think it's really part of that campaign to try and protect the Biden family here. But we're getting hints that prosecutions may be moving ahead. And over at Zero Hedge, they have an article called The Art of Scandal Implosion, where they're saying there's going to be a controlled demolition to basically go after Hunter Biden and wrist slap him a little bit. And even the wrist slap won't take because Hunter's daddy is the president and can write him a pardon. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go through the process. They're going to do charges against Hunter Biden. They're going to go through a mock trial for the media. And then daddy will write a get out of jail free card. And that will be the end of it. All right. Getting on to January 6th. Okay. A lot of attention still being focused on Ray Epps. Now, one of the political prisoners who are in prison for attending the rally at and the protest at the Capitol building on January 6th has written a letter and gotten it out of the jail talking about his experience with Ray Epps and how he basically said that Ray Epps was out there trying to recruit people to go into the Capitol building and cause a ruckus. Now, we've all seen the videotapes of Ray Epps saying, we've got to go in the Capitol building. We've got to go in the Capitol building. And everybody knew who he was because you can hear people in the crowd screaming, Fed, 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 Fed. And, you know, you have these people. They just sentenced one guy to 7 years in jail who never even went into the Capitol building. And here you have Ray Epps on videotape inciting a riot, and he's still walking around free. Can you say government agent provocateur? I knew you could. And that's exactly what's going on. All right, getting into the primary elections here. A whole bunch of Trump-endorsed candidates won their elections in Arizona. But there's something funny going on in Arizona because Maricopa County announced they had updated results. But when you went to the link, the results page had not been updated for 20 hours. And the final results are still not out there. They're saying they will be made available at 7 p.m. tonight, you know, Arizona time. And everybody's saying, you know, why? All the precincts have been counted. What's going on? And again, other irregularities in Arizona. The Pinal County has removed its elections director, David Frisk. Apparently, there was an issue with not enough ballots being available. County Recorder Virginia Ross has resigned from her position and will take over as the elections director. So once again, you know, election fraud rears its ugly head. And folks, in my opinion, that is the biggest crisis facing our country, bigger even than the economy problems. And they're pretty bad, because if we don't have honest elections, we don't have a country. We have a junta, a regime that will do whatever they feel like doing to us and just say, well, hey, you voted for it. We won the last election, honest, hands on heart, you know, cross our heart, cherry on top and the rest of it. You know, we won that last election, so we're allowed to spit in your face and call it rain. Okay, now, somebody's already done a count out there in Maricopa County, and they counted the in-person voters, meaning the people who actually showed up to the polls on election day. 80% of them voted Republican. Only 23% voted Democrat. And yet, with all the mail-in ballots and ballot drops and everything else, they're still saying it's neck and neck, and, you know, Carrie Lake, you know, could still lose to this other person who was trailing, you know, double digits in the polls. I mean, they're not even really trying to hide this anymore. And underscoring the fact that we live in a country with massive election fraud, Pennsylvania Supreme Court has issued a ruling allowing universal, no excuse, mail-in voting. Everybody can vote by mail once, twice, 100 times, who knows. And of course, we have that new pandemic coming on out that may force us to stay at home and vote by mail for the midterm elections. I mean, that's the direction they're heading with this one. Getting into other political news, Paul Pelosi has pled not guilty to two driving under the influence charges after crashing into the Jeep in Napa County. And already we're seeing the privileges of being politically connected, because the prosecutors in Napa County have walked back some of the drug allegations against Paul Pelosi, saying it was simply a boilerplate allegation that was added by an automated system. And no, they're not really going to charge him after all. So, yes. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani is not expected to face charges in this junk FARA investigation led by New York prosecutors in Manhattan. And the prosecutors are saying the investigation isn't over, but insiders are saying they haven't found anything. It was more lawfare against Donald Trump and his supporters. I'm looking out the window here. The rain is really coming down, and it's a nasty, nasty storm. Now, fortunately, this one is moving towards the northeast, so it's going to stay out of Kentucky, because they just had a horrible time. And wherever it's going, though, they're going to get a lot of water, which we needed. We needed the water. There's no question about it here. All right, getting into media news, and we mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has turned down the invitation from ABC's The View, and actually did it rather strenuously. You know, wasn't even really polite about it, saying, you know, heck no, to those effects. Now, The View is going through some changes. I mean, it's been on the air forever. And but it's losing audience because of its hard liberal bent. So ABC is going to name CNN's Republican commentator Ana Navarro and Trump's White House communications director Alyssa Farah Griffin as permanent co-hosts on The View. Okay. All right. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to get into, well, we're talking about news and politics here and media and propaganda. And interesting little article came on out of magspress.com on how the United Nations has declared war on conspiracy theories. You know, that these conspiracy thinking is worrying and dangerous, and the United Nations is out there saying the world is not secretly being manipulated by the global elite, and George Soros and Klaus Schwab told us to tell you that. So there. All right. And, yeah. So we got to be making them nervous. I mean, I view that as a feather in our cap. If they're out there denying conspiracy theories, then they're really worried that we're figuring out what's going on in this world here. Okay, let's see. The FBI has now gone out on a new campaign of fighting domestic terrorists and extremists, and they've come on out with this new report declaring these founding American symbols as dangerous and indications of you know, violent intent, violent extremism. And this came out because of a whistleblower. This was an internal use only document on how to spot a domestic terrorist. Not the first time. They had one of these some years ago that came on out. And it's got things in there like the Gadsden flag and the Betsy Ross flag and so forth and so on. And, you know, they talk about militia violent extremists have deemed certain people as martyrs, including Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed inside the Capitol building, Vicky Weaver, who was gunned down by a sniper during Ruby Ridge, and so forth and so on. And I'm looking at all of these Revolutionary War images that they're saying indicates violent extremism here. And I remember, in fact, I still have copies of photos of the KKK marching with the American flag, the stars and stripes. And I notice that the FBI does not include the U.S. flag as a symbol of violent extremism, despite that obvious historical link. So I don't know what's going on. All righty, we're going to get into COVID-19 now. It is just all over the place here. And up in Alberta, Canada, you know, they're having a surge in deaths. And apparently unknown is now the leading cause of death in Alberta. And, you know, this has been happening since 2021, the year of the jab. And they're still out there. The injections are safe and effective. But, yeah, a lot of people are dying, and we don't know why. We absolutely don't know why. Over in Toronto, just 2 weeks after the rollout of the fourth COVID vaccine, a fifth Toronto area doctor has died from, you know, apparently from the shot. Now, Dr. Candace Naiman, 27-year-old pediatrician, just died Sunday, just unexpectedly collapsed while competing in a triathlon. You know, it's another athlete. Somebody in perfect health and perfect condition just falls over dead. This is happening all over the place. And we know there is a cover-up going on here because there's an article that came on out of Global Research how the U.S. government and the CDC colluded with Google, Twitter, Facebook, other social media to censor information about these experimental COVID vaccines. Now, America First Legal filed a Freedom of Information Act request to investigate unconstitutional acts between the federal government and big tech media, and they received 256 pages of communications between the Centers for Disease Control, Google, Facebook, and Twitter. These pages document egregious violations of the U.S. Constitution and provide evidence that the federal government violated the Nuremberg Code. Okay, they went on out to destroy the informed consent principle in the Nuremberg Code. Okay, and now because they can't ignore the number of deaths that are happening out there, we're starting to see all these new invented diseases like sudden adult death syndrome or sudden aortic death syndrome. They're basically making up new diseases to ascribe to vaccine injury. And there's a lot of people who think that the sudden infant death syndrome was invented to cover up infants being killed by those mandatory vaccines. Okay? And this is not new. They've been doing this all along. As far back as 1899. When vaccines were suspected of causing illness, they said, oh, no, the vaccine was safe. This person died from, you know, fluffy brain fungal things. And, it's a massive cover. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Truth, you can't. handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about how the medical industrial complex and the politicians who push for all of this nonsense are trying to obfuscate the increasing number of deaths in what should be healthy people by coming up with new medical conditions. And along the same lines, a story out of Information Liberation, there's a Zogby survey. And this was reported from Children's Health Defense that showed 15% of American adults who got the COVID vaccine, 15% developed a new medical problem within a matter of weeks to several months after taking the vaccine. So there is a problem out there. Another article, this is from Global Research, since the COVID vaccines were introduced, athlete deaths are up 1,700%. Okay, that's a factor of 17 times. And, you know, we've all seen the videos. They're all over social media. They're trying to delete them, but we've all seen them. Just athletes out there on the field, and they just cave over dead. Okay, and they're suffering strokes and heart attacks and stuff that normally doesn't affect people in that age group. You know, we're seeing children come down with myocarditis and pericarditis, and they're trying to say, well, that's normal. You know, this is just going to happen here. And no, it isn't. And someplace where the increase in deaths is really being felt is in life insurance companies, because the insurance companies, they maintain good statistical records. And we've had a couple of CEOs of insurance companies come on out and say, ever since the COVID vaccinations began, life insurance claims have just skyrocketed. And now, apparently, insurers are getting ready to file lawsuit against the vaccine manufacturers. In their opinion, this sudden jump in deaths and life insurance claims is directly related to the COVID vaccines. And these insurance companies, they've got the resources to get this into court, to force discovery and really start ripping this wide open, because you know, we're going to have one batch of money over here fighting this other batch of money over here, and it will be interesting to watch. So get out the soft drinks and the popcorn here. Over in Hawaii, my old home, we were covering this story where there was this fuel storage system called Red Hill that was found to be contaminated. And the water from Red Hill was showing up, you know, on the military housing and in some cases the non-military housing, contaminated by jet fuel and other chemicals. And the Navy basically came on out and said, we're going to clean it out. We don't need to tear it down. We don't need to shut it down. We're going to clean it out. Everything's fine. And the Navy and the State Health Department declared the water was safe to drink. Okay. Now, students from the University of Hawaii went on over, got samples of the water, and determined that, yes, it is still contaminated with JP5 jet fuel. And, you know, they're trying to hush that up. The findings from this report were published with a press release and data on UH's website, but UH has now taken down the press release, and a news conference scheduled to talk about this has now been canceled. So go for the bottled water if you're living in Hawaii. Another reason why I'm glad I'm not there anymore. Although I still miss the hula girls. I'm sorry, I can't you. All right. Now, more whistleblowers are coming forward. I guess people who are working in the government have just reached their breaking point, because we're getting a lot of whistleblowers coming forward. Even though whistleblower protections are being whittled away, okay, to prevent that. But a group of whistleblowers from the Environmental Protection Agency are accusing the agency of not adequately assessing the health risks posed by several new chemicals on the grounds they are corrosive. Now, managers in the new chemicals division have repeatedly and incorrectly used the idea that a chemical may cause irritation to the eyes, skin, and respiratory tract as an excuse to avoid assessing the risk of other harms it may cause. In other words, if a chemical irritates your eyes, they say it's an irritant, and they stop. They don't evaluate it to see if maybe it's going to cause cancer, miscarriage, neurotoxicity. They're basically just pulling on back. And again, it's, you know, these agencies aren't working for the American people whose taxes pay for them. They're working there as sales support for these corporations. Yes, these pills, this is safe and effective. Go ahead, pour it all over your body, and everything will be well. Okay, over in the scientific journal Nature, there is an article reporting on how researchers at Yale University have come up with a new technology that brings dead cells in the organs of pigs back to life. Now, they obviously cannot be dead that long, because then they start to decompose. But the pigs had just died, and they were able to bring the animal cells back to full function. Now, this is going to blur the line of what constitutes being dead, but it has tremendous possibilities for the collection of human organs for transplant. And so that's a kind of a little good thing there here. All right, let's talk about the international news. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Oh, my goodness. Over in Ukraine, they're still fighting against Russia. Russia is gaining ground. And everybody is pouring in weapons to Ukraine. And in a lot of cases, what they're doing is they're sending the older stuff and then asking for money to replace it with newer stuff, which kind of makes sense here. But they've run into a little bit of a problem because Kiev last week informed the German Ministry of Defense that an error message was appearing on the computer controls of some of the artillery that Germany had donated to Ukraine, and that several of them needed to be repaired. This is just after a few weeks of use. Now, according to the Bundeswehr, the reason behind the malfunction may be that the Ukrainians are misusing the weapons, that they're firing the guns more intensively than the guns were designed to do. And that means the stress on the loading systems is higher than expected. Another problem could be that the soldiers reportedly fire the units from too far away with the special ammunition, which is these smart grenades that are meant to be used for shorter range precision hits. In other words, Germany is saying the Ukrainians don't know how to properly use these high-tech weapons, and that's why the weapons are falling apart. Maybe, maybe not. Okay. story out of M. Tracy Substack. There are America First hawks who are out there saying, get Russia, get Russia, get Russia. They are finally being forced to admit that all these weapons being sent by the United States to Ukraine are essentially plunging down a black hole. Sending more and more weapons, billions of dollars of weapons, you know, no money for the southern border, no money for education, but lots of money for weapons that are just being, you know, used for target practice by the Russians. And as the German story indicates, the Ukrainian forces don't know how to use these modern high-tech weapons. And, you know, Russia is looking at all of this stuff being sent in and saying that, you know, this means that, yes, the United States is a co-combatant in this war in Ukraine. Okay. And, yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Meanwhile, Zelensky is seeking direct talks with China's Xi Jinping to try and get China to help rein in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, this means Zelensky is getting desperate. China has already expressed a desire to remain neutral in this. They have not come on board aiding Russia, and I don't think they're going to come on board aiding Ukraine, but Zelensky definitely is scraping the bottom of the barrel, and that's not a good sign. Meanwhile, the United Nations nuclear chief is continuing to sound the warning that Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine is completely out of control, and he is demanding that Russia and Ukraine allow experts to come on in and try and get the system under control to avoid another nuclear accident like Chernobyl. And that really is serious, and I don't understand why Russia and Ukraine would hesitate to prevent another nuclear catastrophe like that. Speaking of nuclear, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said the United States has made no approaches to resume talks on a new strategic nuclear arms reduction treaty intended to replace the 2011 New START deal. Now, Biden had said he was ready to expeditiously negotiate a new arms control framework to replace the New START when it expires in 2026, while Putin said there would be no winners in any nuclear war, which is true. Putin is absolutely right about that. Nobody wins a nuclear war. And Lavrov basically said it has become their habit, meaning the United States, to announce things over the microphone and then forget about them. And he said there have been no approaches to us to restart the negotiation process. In other words, Biden got out there and said, we're going to pursue a new arms control framework. and then didn't do anything about it because it sounded really good to you, the voters. It's what you wanted to hear. We're going to pull back from nuclear war, and then basically dropped the ball. Okay, now the U.S. Senate, talk about bipartisan cooperation. The U.S. Senate voted 95-1 to have the United States defend Finland's 813-mile-long border with Russia. And so the Senate voted to approve a treaty that would expand NATO to include Finland and Sweden, with Republicans and Democrats in absolute locked goose step for the most significant expansion of NATO in decades, okay, which Russia is very upset about that. And, of course, you know, they're out there spending all this money to defend Finland's border, and there's no money to defend our border with Mexico whatsoever. I think that's a screwed-up priority there. Meanwhile, Azerbaijan says its forces have suppressed an Armenian attack near the disputed enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, prompting the international calls for an end to the fighting in a region that has been a flashpoint for 30 years. So everybody's making war on everybody. Now, earlier this week, actually end of last week, Biden came on out and announced that we had killed al-Qaeda's number two man, Zawahiri, with a drone strike. There was no collateral damage, not even his family members sitting right next to him when the drone hit. And this story kind of came and went. And there was an article that came on out from The Intercept saying, you know, the reason that nobody cared that Zawahiri got droned is because people have lost interest in the so-called war on terror. And that may be true, but I think the real reason, and you'll see this on social media, everybody has been digging up all the earlier, older stories claiming Zawahiri was dead. He was got special operations got him. He died of natural causes and on and on and on. Can't keep a good man down, apparently. They're running out of real terrorists, so they're digging up the old ones and propping them up in front of the cameras here. Okay, over in the European Union, they have approved $102 million for a hypersonic missile interceptor program. I'm assuming that the $102 million is just a starting point for feasibility studies because you don't get any weapon systems for $102 million. So this is going to start the European Hypersonic Defense Interceptor Project, the EU HIDEF. And yeah, they're saying this funds the concept phase, you know, the paper on the blueprints and the rest of it. The HIDEF project involves 13 companies and organizations from seven nations to develop a counter-hypersonic endo-atmospheric interceptor by 2035. And yeah, that means that for the next 10 years at least, China and Russia have the advantage in a global war because they've already got hypersonic weapon systems that we cannot stop. All right, getting into the economic news, the initial jobless claims have hit an 8-month high, and continuing claims jump ahead of payrolls. So more and more people are out of work, and because of inflation, even those who are working are struggling to make ends meet. U.S. futures were mixed today because the 37 basis points curve inversion has screamed that we are, in fact, in a recession, despite denials coming from the Biden White House. A new poll finds that voters blame Biden and the Democrats for running the economy into the ground. So all this talk from Biden about how this is Putin's price hike and it's all Russia's fault and everybody else's fault. Nobody's buying that. We know who's to blame for wrecking the nation's economy. When Biden first came into the White House, he went on a spending binge like you wouldn't believe. And now they're all scratching their heads saying, where did all this inflation come from? Well, it came from those printing presses, printing up all the money that you wanted to spend on illegal immigrants and drag queen story hour and LGBTQ this and pride flag that and the rest of it. Now, the energy crisis is really beginning to take hold in Europe. Spain has now mandated that air conditioning has to be set at 81 degrees. You can't set it any lower than that, or you will be fined. Meanwhile, Russia has exported $1 billion in fossil fuels per day, despite all the sanctions and boycotts. The sanctions and boycotts have backfired, okay? There is no shortage of buyers willing to line up for cheap Russian oil, and Russia is making money. The ruble is growing in strength. All of these sanctions have backfired. They're hurting the West. They're hurting Europe. They're hurting the United States. And it's a failed policy, but is typical of government. They will never admit failure. They will never back off. They would rather see Americans struggling to feed their families rather than admit they miscalculated. Okay, we're coming up here on another break for commercials, and we'll be back with more economic news and other news after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. You, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no
welcome back to our show here. And let's see. We're talking about the economy here. The U.S. crypto firm Nomad has been hacked, and it basically erased $200 million in crypto. Or it didn't erase it. It transferred it someplace else. And, you know, Nomad has confirmed the theft in a tweet that said, "We're aware of the incident and we are currently investigating." It's one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of crypto. Anyway, the UN chief, Guterres, is out there trying to put the blame for the oil and gas shortages on the oil company's grotesque greed. And again, no, the shortages are due to the sanctions and the wars. And apparently there is a move in Congress to impose new taxes on the oil and gas companies because they're making so much money off of the shortages here. And that's ridiculous because all the oil and gas companies will do is pass those tax bills down to the end user, driving up fuel prices even more. And it kind of makes you wonder, is there something in the water in Washington, D.C. that destroys brain cells? Okay, because these people are clearly not thinking. All righty. Let's see. OPEC has once again told Biden they are not going to increase production. This is a major political blow for Joe Biden. And the Saudi-led group only increases production by a minuscule amount, while the White House scrambles to insist that Biden did not meet Mohammed bin Salman to ask for help with supplies, which he did. And he announced ahead of time that he was doing it. And now that he's been turned down, they're out there trying to say, no, I didn't even ask him for help on the situation. So, you know, that doesn't make me look bad here. Okay. We've been looking at housing prices, and over at investorplace.com, they're wondering, is a housing market crash going to be the next black swan event? And we have been talking about how home buying is falling off, mortgages are in trouble. It's a repeat of what we saw in 2008. And yeah, a housing crash would definitely have a domino effect through the rest of the rest of the economy here. Okay. So anyway, meanwhile, Los Angeles has voted to crack down on homeless encampments within 500 feet of a school, and that sort of would like make sense to me. But there was this woke mob. Tried to shut down the council chambers in protest. For some reason, wokeism is we're going to have these homeless encampments with their drug problems and everything right up there next door to the schools. And I don't think so. Personally, I would rather try and find some way to deal with the homelessness. I really would. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information.
Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.